for tuning into our podcast services. Listen and be blessed.
We shall make it to the Canaan land in the name of Jesus. The people of God did not perish in the wilderness. No matter what we are going through as a nation, we shall cross over together to Canaan in Jesus' name. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for the promised assurance that we have, that you will surely bring us to Canaan, the land that is flowing with milk and honey. Because it is when we have been well settled that we can also passionately pursue your mandate for our lives as your children and as your church. Lord, as we remind ourselves of your purpose for your church, your mission for your church again this morning, I pray you bring all of us to the point of understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. Every doubt, every confusion, every misconception and misunderstanding in our hearts, as per your mandate, your commission for us, pray that through this sharing this morning, you will clear all the doubts in the mighty name of Jesus. You will grant all of us a better and clearer understanding of who we are and the purpose for which you have saved us. Take your word from our mouth and deliver it yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you. God bless you. This morning we be concluding on this message that we have been listening to as per the purposes of God for his church. Our pastor started the sharing with us some weeks ago, and we continued last week when the man of God stood here to remind us of the purpose of fellowship. And I believe by now that each of us, we have located our home cell. Please, if you have not still not part of any home cell, please do so, so that you can experience the love of God in the house. Today we'll be rounding off the discussion as we look at mission and evangelism as God's purpose for his church again. And I want us to turn our Bible to the book of St. John, Gospel according to St. John. We are reading from chapter 10 and verse 16. And from there, we'll be reminding ourselves of the mandate of God for his church, the desire of the Lord. John chapter 10, and we are reading verse 16. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. I take it again. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. When the Lord Jesus established his church, he founded the church as his agency, organ to complete his mission in the world. Even when God sent Jesus into this world, he sent him with a purpose. Matthew 1:21 clearly showed us the purpose for which Jesus came to fulfill in the world. Said, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Our Lord Jesus also, he was not uncertain about the purpose for which he was on earth for. So he spoke unambiguously in Luke chapter 19, verse 10. He said, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. So he knew why he was on earth. He knew what on earth he was living for. And also, when he was to leave the world, in his parting words to his disciples, to his church, he was very clear to his church as per the reason why he saved us, why he caught us, why he has chosen us, and he has invested heavily into our lives for the time he was on earth. And we'll look at these parting words of our God in all the gospel and the Acts of the Apostles quickly. In Matthew 28, 18 to 20, the Bible says, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations. And he continued, said, teaching them, I mean, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you, even to the end of the age. Amen. Then in Mark chapter 16, he was addressing the same group of disciples. And this is how Mark rendered the Great Commission. Said, and he said to them, go into all the world. Not section of the world, not part of the world, but into all the world. And preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized, he said, will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. In Luke chapter 24, verses 46 to 48, this is how he rendered it. Said, he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to who? To all nations. All nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. And in John chapter 20, verse 21. John 20, 21. Jesus said to them again, peace to you, as the Father has sent me, I also send you. As the Father has sent me to seek and to save the lost, I also, I send you. And when Luke was writing again to Theophilus in Acts chapter 1, 7 to 8, this was the last statement said by Jesus before he was taken up into the heavens, right before the apostles. He said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Actually, if you read this passage in the old King James fashion, you understand that when he said in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, it's not to mean that we'll start from Jerusalem. When we now finish Jerusalem, we'll go to Judea. And when we finish from Judea, we'll go to Samaria. And when we finish from Samaria, we'll now begin to think of the end of the age. No. The phrase that was used in King James fashion said both in. And that word in the Greek language that the New Testament Bible was written, what that phrase means is simultaneously. Simultaneously in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and to the end of the age. You wonder, who are the people that he was speaking to? Disciples. And these people, they were just 11. You remember one of them had just committed suicide, regretting his action for betraying his master. Just 11 people. Jesus was given the mandate to spread the news of the kingdom to all the nations, in all the earth, in all the world. So these 11, they took on the challenge. They went back to the company of the remaining disciples. And they were just 120 altogether who remained with the Lord. But when the Holy Ghost came upon them, they burst out. And today, you and I, we are products of that singular obedience. So today, as we are rounding off, we'll be looking at the topic, the church, the cutting edge of global evangelization. Global evangelization. You see now that the plans and the mandate of God for the church is not to remain in one locality. It's actually for us to carry this gospel to the end of the earth. And that is why he himself said in that John 10, 16 that we read, he said, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. Look at how he expressed it. He saw it as a matter of necessity, a matter of compulsion, a matter of urgency. Them also I must bring. In other words, until I have brought them also into the fold, the work is not yet completed. My purpose on earth is not yet fulfilled. Said, them also I must bring. And they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. So God is not looking for two flocks. He's not looking for many flocks, just one flock. And the only thing that will guarantee that is for everyone to hear the voice of Jesus, regardless of where they are located, regardless of their color, regardless of their race, regardless of their language, regardless of their social status. Jesus desires to bring everybody into one flock. So, and we saw how he intended to accomplish this through the church that he has established. So all of the things that we read in the Gospels and the Acts of Apostles that we read, these are what we refer to as the Great Commission. And every living church, Jesus expects every church that is true to him. Jesus expects every church that is committed to him to be passionate about this commission. So any church that is not committed to this mission is actually a dead church. A church that has been disconnected from the source. So this morning, as we press further and we round off this purpose-driven church, we want to see what we must also know in order for us to remain a true and a living church. So for us to remain a true and a living church, we require the understanding of the following. Number one, I'll give us six. I'm starting. Thereafter, my other brethren will join me because we are preaching together this morning with our various leaders in our organizations. So to remain a true and a living church requires the following understanding. Number one, understanding the burning desire of the Lord. We must understand the burning desire of our God. Look at that verse of the scripture that we read. John 10:16. Said, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. Them also I must bring. It was this understanding that Apostle Paul caught that made him to also say that necessity is laid upon me to preach the gospel. And woe unto me if I do not preach the gospel. Because except we go and preach the gospel, them also, they will remain where they were. They will not be part of this fold. The only thing that can bring people to be part of this fold is for them to hear the gospel. Therefore, any local church that does not have this understanding is not doing well. We can see that Jesus was not inwardly focused only. As he was concerned about raising disciples, you know, helping disciples to grow, he realized that he has a mission to the world. Said, them also I must bring. So any local church or any denomination that is inward focus only lacks the understanding of the body of the Lord. Likewise, any Christian or any group in any church that is not passionately pursuing them also, that we are only inward focus, we are only concerned about the well-being of our members, we lack the understanding of the burning desire of the Lord. And you know what the Lord Jesus Christ said about his body? He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. One of the reasons why the church is having challenges that we're having today is because we are not carrying his yoke and we are not bearing his body. If all of us are carrying his yoke and we are bearing his body, there will be no acrimony, there will be no tension, there will be no rivalry, there will be no competition, there will be no infighting among us. Because, I mean, the whole world is so wide for everybody to focus on. If you go this way, I go this way, I go this way. We cannot have any reason to be rivaling ourselves. Number two, we must also have the understanding of the reason or the rationale for God's desire. Why is Jesus so passionate? Why does he have this desire in him? There is a reason. Because John 3:16 stated clearly, said, for God so loved the world. He loved the world to the point that he does not want the world to perish. Therefore, he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but we have eternal life. So our Lord knew the very purpose why his Father sent him to the world, is to rescue the perishing, to care for the dying, and to seek and save the lost.
Therefore, any local church or any denomination that is not after the lost souls has lost the purpose for their existence. Any Christian or any group, any Christian family, any Christian group, whether in the local church, whether parachurch organization, that is not passionately pursuing after the lost souls, has also lost the purpose of its existence. And we are abusing that. We are abusing that purpose. Number three, in order for us to remain a true and a living church, we also need to have the understanding of the current location of these lost souls, of this lordship, of this them also that we must bring in. We must have a correct understanding of their current location. In Luke chapter 14, Luke chapter 14 and verse 23, our Lord Jesus Christ, when he was giving the parable, he gave the parable in order to remind us of the location where these lost souls are found, where we must go. Then the master said to the servant, go out into the highways and edges and compel them to come in that my house may be filled. Where are they? They are on the highways. They are on the hedges. And when you look at Matthew 9:35, we see them in another location. Matthew 9:36 rather. We see them in another location. Said, okay, 35 said, then Jesus went about all the cities and villages. They are in the cities, they are in the villages. These are places we must go to bring them also in, so that this house may be filled, so that the kingdom of God may be filled. We have been commissioned to go to the highways. We have been sent to go into the cities, highways of the nations, highway in of everywhere in the world, cities in the world, cities and villages and towns in the world. And when you look at Matthew 28, verse 19, he said, go therefore, make disciples of all the nations. All nations. So they are in all nations. They are in all ethnic groups. They are in all language groups. These people that we must compare to come in, they are in all nations. And Mark chapter 16:15 says, go, preach the gospel. Go into all the world. We are to go into all the world, the geographical world. We are to go into all the geographical world, all the countries. And he was speaking to 11 people. To go to all the geographical world. They are to go into the social world. They are to go into the entertainment world. They are to go into the world of the children, world of the teenagers, world of the youths. We are to go into all the world. All the world. The religions world. The world of the civil service. We are to go into the world. To the world. So, the compassionate heart of our Lord will not allow him to be inward focused or stay put in just one location. Do you see him? He was moving from cities to villages to towns, seeking and looking for souls, for the sheep that are outside the fold that he desired to bring in. And he has also commissioned us to go everywhere. Then the understanding of his mission on earth and its urgency moved him to step out of his comfort zone in order to seek out for the lordship everywhere they could be found. Therefore, any local church or denomination that remain in their comfort zones and refuse to go out to where we can find the lordship, we have lost the very purpose of our existence. Likewise, every Christian group, every parachurch group that is not passionate about going everywhere where we can find these people, we are not doing well. Number four, we also must have the understanding of the current conditions of this lordship. The current condition of this lordship. If we know the conditions where this lordship are, we will not sit, fold our hands. We will not continue to sit down and just be debating and be quarreling and be hugging, fighting over money, fighting over this, fighting over that. It is because we do not have the proper understanding of the condition of this lordship. Let's look at Isaiah 42. Isaiah 42, we'll start to look at the condition of this lordship from Isaiah 42, beginning from verse 6 to 7. Isaiah 42, 6 to 7. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. He was speaking to his church. He was speaking to his prophet. And we hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles, to open blind eyes. Do you see their condition now? They are blind. They cannot see. They cannot see God. They cannot see the purpose of God for their lives. They cannot see the direction they are to go. They cannot find the narrow way that leads to eternity. They are just going about, groping in the darkness, even as of a new day. Said those, to bring out prisoners from the prison. From the prison. They are in the prison. Prison of religion. Prison of tradition. Prison of culture. Prison of self-indulgence. Sensual pleasure. Prison of alcohol. Prison of drug. Drug addiction. All kinds of prison that they are, that made them not to think right, not to be at liberty to worship their God. Some are in captivity, captivity of Satan. And he said again, those who sit in darkness from the prison house, they are in darkness. They are not in the light. And because of that, they cannot understand the ways and the purpose of God. That is their condition. And when you look at Matthew 9, the other one, we read verse 36, 35 the other time. We'll look at verse 36 now. No, when Jesus went out, the condition where he met them, that moved him into compassion, provoked compassion out of him. Matthew 9 and verse 36. Say, when he saw them, Matthew 9 says, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them. Why was he moved to the compassion? With compassion? He saw them. Until we see them, we'll never have pity on them. Until we see them in their true color, in their true situation, there will be no compassion. We'll just keep on sitting down here and organizing all kinds of programs just to enrich ourselves. Just to, continue to enjoy ourselves. But when we go out, when we go to the highways, when we go into the nations, when we go into the cities, into the villages, when we go into all the world, we'll see the true condition of people. What's their true condition? He said, they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. You know, the other time we were in Uganda, it was, very, very embarrassing to note that a denomination called Baptist has no single publication. And they have persisted for years. You know, here in Nigerian Baptist Convention, we are blessed with all kinds of publication. We just finished Sunday school now. We have Sunday school manual that all the Baptist churches all over Nigeria will use. So the same lesson we learned today is what all the Baptist churches across Nigeria, the same topic, the same whatever. Then we go to the Home Center now. There's a curriculum that the nomination has also provided. All our 8-graded organizations, they have curriculums. Apart from that, we have the general curriculums for discipling for discipling ourselves. Countless curriculums. But over there, no single curriculum. We were there in Liberia the other time, the same situation. We gathered pastors and we are speaking. And we are talking about quiet time. And we just asked the question, how many of you used to have your quiet time? Only a few hands were up. And the question is that, how do we do quiet time, pastors? Can you imagine how harassed, how weary they are? And you know, here now, free of charge, you are given that daily devotional. Some of us will not even remember to pick it from the pew. Over there, they are crying. If you don't go out, we will not see. We just think that everyone is comfortable as we are. No. Even within this country. You know, in the last 2 weeks now, we've been to so many places. We've been to Akwa Ibom. We've been to Ogbomoso. We just came, been to Uregi in Niger State. And yes, 2 days ago, we just returned from Rijo. We saw them in their real situation. They were not in a hurry to leave us. We got there around 6 p.m. And we are meeting with the pastors and the teachers. No sharing the word of God with them. We are there till by 9 p.m. They were not in a hurry. Because when next would they hear such a message? That's the situation. So, the compassionate heart of the Lord for the people, he came to seek and save from the clutches of sin, Satan and death, will not permit him to remain silent. Will not allow him to remain in his comfort zones. Will not allow him to be inwardly focused. Will not just think that, these 12 people that I have, they are sufficient. Let me just take care of them, help them, do this for them. Whatever help we are giving to people that will not push them into the world of mission is a waste of God's resources. So his desire to see all men saved and delivered from sin and Satan's captivity was what set him in motion to seek out for the dying souls. It was the condition that he met them that would not allow him to be apathetic or to be skeptical, to be confused, to misunderstand the mission of the church, the mission of every Christian. When he saw them, he remembered why he was sent to the world. The reason why many of us are apathetic is because we have not seen them in their true condition. Therefore, any local church or denomination that is only inward focused lacks compassion. Any Christian or any group in the church that are not passionate about reaching out to the lost, they also lack compassion. And number 5, we must have the understanding of the tools, T-O-O-L-S, that God intends to use to achieve his mission. What are these tools? They are his disciples. They may be few in number, but those are the tools. They may be insignificant, but those are his tools. The men and the women, the young ones and the old ones that he has graciously saved and he has empowered are his tools. And that is why, as a denomination, the Great Commission is one of our core values. We don't joke with it. Although, in the recent time, the Great Commission is becoming Great Omission. But by the grace of God, IBC will remain committed to the vision of the fathers. We are the light of the world. And we can only shine to the world only by going into the world. That is why in the Baptist Church, there are only 2 major missionary organizations. Because Baptist Church believes that the work of the mission is the work of everybody. Everybody must be involved. All hands must be on deck. Everybody must be involved. And that is why they group the church into 2 categories. Men's Missionary Union and Women's Missionary Union. When we talk about Men's Missionary Union, you will hear the story. I will not speak for men. I will not speak for the women. So these are the 2 major tools that God intends to use for accomplishing his purpose. And we all belong to either of these organizations. So you cannot be a Baptist and not be a missionary. You cannot be a Baptist and not be a disciple. You cannot be a Baptist and not be a minister. You cannot be a Baptist and not be a worshiper. We are all worshipers. Worship is not what some people would display for us and we clap for them. No. Discipleship is not for the selected few. It's not for those who are interested. Every Baptist must be interested in discipleship, because if you are not discipled, you cannot become useful to God. You will not understand why God has placed you in the church. You will not understand your role. You will not understand your ministry, because you are also a ministry. Every member must become a minister. So at this point, let me bring to the altar my other brethren that we are going to preach together now on this number 5, the tools for rescuing the Lordship. I bring to the altar the MMU president, who will speak about the MMU and bring the leaders of the various units under MMU. Because when you say union is an amalgamation of different units. So MMU president Brabayo, please come. And thereafter, the WMU president will also come. And quickly, you know, each of them will speak two minutes, and we are done. We are done. So after they have finished that one, then we'll talk about the last point, which is the end game, the end result, when all hands are on deck.
Praise the Lord, church. I am Brother Sunday Adebayo Ogutade, the president, MMU. Ikoyi Baptist Church for this year 2024. MMU means Men Missionary Union. It is not strictly for married men. It's for all males in the church. Boys and men. Boys from age 10 upward till whenever God calls the person home. Below 10, we leave them with our mothers to nurture them for us. But once they are 10, they are now taking over. And they belong to a group we call Royal Ambassadors. So I'll be calling the coordinators of each group. We have 5 categories. Because we discovered that if we say all of us should meet together in a room, you will find a situation where a grandchild will be in the same room with his grandfather in a meeting. He may not be free. He may be tensed. So to have an atmosphere of liberty in worship, this categorization has been made. Some may say, I don't have time. You may have the money. You can send your money. Some don't have money. They have time. We need you. We visit these mission fields. They are happy when they see us. I visited an uncle last week, and he said something to me. My uncle is 96 this year. He said, oh, mommy, it is not when you have something you should come and visit me. I know that's why you have not been coming regularly. And it is true. I always want to take something to him. But he said, no, the way we are discussing now, it means a lot to me, only me in this house. I intended to stay 1 hour. I ended up staying like 6 hours with him. So he cherished our companionship. So that is what happened in the field when we visit. So I'll be calling our coordinators, starting with the coordinator of the Royal Ambassador. This is boys from age 10 to 24. Brother Ayoshodim, please welcome him. Also, the Baptist young men, the coordinator, please come forward. The next group is what we call the harvesters. The coordinator, please come forward. That is age 35 to 50. The Baptist young men is from 25 to 34. Then the Christ messengers, from age 50 to 65. And these senior men, our elders, from age 66 and above. Please welcome our father. Each of them will be speaking to us on what their activities are for 2 minutes. Let's start with Royal Ambassadors.
Good morning, church. The Royal Ambassadors are of the ages 10 to 24, And I will give the mic to one of them to speak on us on our behalf now.
Good morning. We are the Royal Ambassadors of GHU Lehre Chapter. We are boys aged 10 to 24 for our age group. We are a missionary organization, as has been explained, and our goal is to make boys into men that God can send out into the world. As you can see, boys are all in uniform. Our uniform is a representation of what we are to be, ambassadors of Christ to all the nation. Our ranks are a symbol of how we have a burden, a responsibility from Christ to preach the gospel of Christ to all the nations. As of last year, we visited our station, which is Supernatural Life Baptist Church, Supernatural Light Baptist Church in Ikorodu. And we paid a visit to the pastor and to the church. We were able to encourage him, spend some time, myself and some of my other friends. We also have begun to pray for him. We have begun to encourage ourselves to give, which we would fully start this year. We have decided to make pledges towards giving towards the building of the church. Our church has been able to get a land by God's grace and want to give towards cement and other building materials. We also intend to go and evangelize, to also go there ourselves and preach the gospel of Christ, invite young boys like ourselves to become the foundation of that church, a future for that church. We intend to go there as many times as possible this year. May God help us.
All right, so good morning, church. My name is Oladele Tobi, and I'm representing the Baptist Young Men. We comprise of men within the age of 25 and 34, and then I would humbly request everyone within that age range should please stand up so that we can know ourselves and those that are, we don't know yet, we can have you among us. So men within the age of 25 to 34, please, I will ask that. Thank you so much. All right, so in the past year, in 2023, our mission church was Eternal Light Baptist Church, Iwo in Osun State, which is still our mission church as of now. And last year, we were able to visit them twice. We were able to go there. We were able to encourage them. We were able to speak with the pastors, with the pastor and the members. And we are also able to start a weekly prayer for them every Saturday, where we pray for the church and we also pray for ourselves. It will be good for us to all join and also pray for ourselves and the church every week. For those that have not been joining, I mean those in our age group. And also, we were able to donate decoration materials for them to beautify their church. And thank you, media, for helping us with the pictures. And then we were also able to start a fencing project for the church last year, just to ensure that nobody encroaches into their land. And this year, we plan on moving forward with where we are. We plan on continuing the weekly prayer. We plan on completing the fencing project. We plan on giving out discipleship manuals to help the church. We also plan on visiting quarterly, and then we also plan on completing the fence project and then starting the roofing project for the church as the Lord help us. Thank you very much. God bless.
Good morning, church. I am Raphael Okenwa, and I represent the Harvesters Group of the church. And Harvesters Group is made up of men from 35 to 50. Please, if you fall within that age bracket, may you please rise for recognition. I'm not comfortable with only one person. 35 to 50. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, our John chapter 10, verse 16 is located at Shambo in Rijo local government area of Niger State. And we intend to evangelize and win souls through the word of God and education mission. So far, we have commenced a building project of 6 classrooms with office spaces. And we have a student population just above 75 pupils and a teaching staff of 2. We are hoping and trusting God that with time, this number will improve, especially with the teachers. And we're trusting God for pastors to take over the teaching of the church proper. Presently, we have just above 2 million naira in our account. And you all agree with me that it cannot solve the problem worth 50 million naira. This building project has been the vision of the church. For visits, we intend to go later this year, sometimes in April, to visit the church there. And we intend to train them through discipleship using our 6 basic lesson book and the discipleship training, which is going to be like train the trainer. And while on visit, we intend to make donations of clothing, books, and shoes, and other Sunday school manuals. We're humbly seeking for your support. We implore that you please support us in this regard because it's a collective responsibility. Thank you, and God bless.
Hallelujah. Amen. I'm Brother Nisiam Asheyone, representing the Christ Messengers age group. I won't stand alone, so all men between the ages of 50 and 65, please stand up. 50 to 65, the Christ Messengers, that's our age group. Thank you. There are more that should stand. Thank you. We're a vibrant group of men. Vibrancy in men increases especially in mission work, increases as you go older, as you will find out later in the group after us. They are very vibrant and strong. But for us, the Christ Messengers, our mission is clear. Our mission field is Jangaba in Niger State. In the past, we have visited, we have encouraged the brethren in the mission field. We partner with the Ania Baptist Church there, as well as the Baptist Academy, nursery and primary school. We've encouraged them, we've supported them, we've encouraged and supported people, other missionaries that go there. We've built 3 classroom blocks, furnished the church auditorium as well as the school, provided uniforms for the students, and going forward, we have a project to build 6 classroom blocks and as well as 8 toilets, 4 for females, 4 for males, and 4 offices also. This costs money, we know, but this group of men, like you know, whether you're in private business or you're in paid employment, whether anybody likes it or not, we are senior managers. Hallelujah. Resources will be made available according to the provisions and the words of God. In this year of supernatural advancement, we shall complete these projects that we have that I mentioned, and to the glory of God, the resources, like I said, will be made available. Christ for the whole wide world, our task has just begun. Thank you very much.
Praise the Lord. My name is Stephen O'Grady. I'm representing the senior elders group, which is 65 years and above. Until late last year, we were part of the Reggae support group in missions. At this age group, most of us are retired, but not tired. Let me repeat, we are retired, but not tired. We are part of the Reggae mission project until late last year when we were assigned Transforming Light Baptist Church in Abidjo, which is Abidjo GRA. It's an urban area. So we've done a visitation to the church, which is just starting from the very scratch. And we've seen the needs of the church, and we are still evaluating how to intervene and also support. But our focus this year is to pray for the church, support the mission of Abijo, transforming Light Baptist Church in Abijo to grow, both in discipleship, in materials, and also whatever area that will grow their spiritual life. And also to be a part of the support for MMU generally, and also our RRs. Our scriptural root can be found in Genesis 18:19, where God said of Abraham, "I know Abraham, he will command his household to follow after me, that my promise to Abraham may come to pass." So this is what the senior elders stand for. And that's what indeed all MMU stands for, that we make faith and works to work, to come to pass, for promises to be fulfilled. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The man will remain standing here. I call the WMU president, who will also do the same that the men have done. Let's clap for WMU's president. She's coming.
Good morning, church. My name is Sister Mariamu Kabir, the president 2024 WMU Ikoyi Baptist Church. We are women missionaries in Ikoyi Baptist Church. That means every woman in IBC, whether you are divorced, single, or otherwise, as long as you are of the age of 18 years and above, you are an eligible candidate for WMS. So, you are all invited. At this junction, I want to ask every woman, the woman that is not in, that is not attending our meeting, WMU, should please stand up. We have a paper that we want to give you. It will go around. Please, sisters, if you are not a member of WMU, please kindly rise so that we will give you our paper. I can see so many of us here at the gallery, both sides, the Citadel of Praise and Choir. There are many of them that are above 18 years old and they don't attend WMS. Please come and give them the paper and fill it, please, and give us back at the end of the service. The ushers will collect it. WMU, our theme for this year is entering into our newness through discipleship and apostleship. WMU Women Vision is to be the leading Christian woman that the leading Christian woman missionary organization in the world. That is our vision. And with that, we also have different organizations. For this purpose, we are going to just use few out of the many arms of WMS that we have. Those are the Sunbeam organization, auxiliary, please, Sister Mary. We have the GS, Sister Adebayo, you can join us. Then we also have the Lydia. And also we have the age groups. Our age groups leaders, please kindly join us. Age group age 65 and above, our mommy, Mrs. Olobaji, please come up. And the Dorcas, the Stream of Grace, the Glorious Woman, please join us. Because we are, this group of women are the ones that, in our group, we don't just discuss meeting, but we discuss other things very essential for this meeting today, mission, the greatest commandment given to us by God. So sit down and listen as we go on the mission fields. Listen to what we do. Thank you.
Good morning, church. We are members of the Sunbeam Band. You can see us standing there, and we are the cradle of the mission group of the church. We're ages 3 to 9 years old. What's our watchword? Our watchwords are John 8:12. And Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." Matthew 15:14. You are the light of the world. And Matthew 15:16, therefore, go out and shine. Those are our watchword. And what's our aim? Our number one aim is talking to our Father in heaven. When we gather, we learn how to pray, what to pray for, and when to pray. Our second aim is we hide God's word in our hearts. We study the word of God, and we memorize the word of God. Our third aim is to know about other children of the world. When we know about other children, we're able to help them, like in going out for evangelism, going out to see the orphanage. Our fourth aim is for us to help others for the sake of Christ. We meet other people who have needs, and we work with our mothers in their stewardship. And lastly, we give from our allowances to assist mission. That is the aim of our Sunbeam. In years past, we have several programs which we also are involved in. We've been to the orphanage homes. We visit old people who are unable to still come to church, and they are usually revitalized when they see us. You can see how energetic we are when we visit them. So we go to their homes with their permission, and we spend time with them, help them to clean their house, wash plates, sweep their houses for them. We also have activities which we do in the church. We learn how to make puff puff, chin chin. Last year, we learned how to make sandwiches. In case mommy and daddy are too busy for us, we're trying to be independent so we can make sandwich for ourselves and eat and even help mommy out. Every year, we always have our Sunbeam Day camp. And this year, we're having ours during the Easter Saturday. We run ourselves from your support. And by the end of March, we'll be coming to you to assist us. When we have our Sunbeam Day camp, we go out for evangelism. We take out things, especially to the barracks. We share, you can see from our slides, where we go out sharing tracts and doing our own little mission work. Please, mothers and fathers, bring your children to Sunbeam. There we groom them and teach them the word of God. God bless you.
Good morning, church. I'm Mrs. Olamide Adebayo. So I represent the GA arm of the church, their coordinator. So the GA consists of girls between the ages of 10 and 16. So from 16, they are promoted to the leader group from 17. Praise God. So the girls, we basically, you know, exist for missions. That's our main group, you know, under the WMS. So I'm going to invite Esther to briefly highlight our activities. She's one of the GAs, so I'll let her do the talking.
Thank you. We exist as an arm of WMS mainly for missions. Our mission field is hospitals, where in the past we have been able to help pay part of the medical bills of patients encountered during our visit. As part of our stewardship efforts, we have in the past and continue to embark on visitations to places like orphanages and less privileged locations to give out used and new clothes donated by our girls. We, the GA girls, are also encouraged to develop a relationship with God through daily observing our quiet times, through the study of the word and prayers. We are also encouraged to form the habit of carrying out the Great Commission through the winning of those in our environment, including our family and friends, for Christ. Apart from missions, we also get to learn basic lifestyle skills that helps prepare us for the future. This year, we plan to visit the Children's Mercy Hospital as one of our evangelical outreach within the first quarter of the year. We use this opportunity to implore our parents to bring girls between the age group to our meetings, which hold on the first and third Saturdays of every month and the last Sunday of every month during the age group meetings. We also solicit for donations towards our mission endeavors. Thank you, and God bless you as you join the Holy Spirit to help groom our girls into the image of Christ.
Praise the Lord, church. My name is Tega Oyemikigo. I'm representing the leader auxiliary of the church. So the leader auxiliary is a group of young single ladies, single and not single parents, single who has never given birth, from ages 17 to 24. And is one of the missionary arm of the WMU, of the Nigeria Baptist Convention. So we have aim and we have a watchword. I'm going to call on Lydia Abigail to tell us our aim and our watchword before I'll tell us what we did last year as a mission age group.
Praise the Lord. The watchword, Acts 26, verse 18a, to open their eyes and turn it from darkness to light. And our aims is to stimulate missionary interest, to emphasize Christian living, and to encourage daily Bible reading and prayer, and likewise to bring together all young women for fellowship and witnessing, and lastly, to train in the heart of soul winning. Thank you.
So last year, we were able to just get a few, our mission and mission area is Radiant Life Baptist Church here in Lagos. And last year, we were able to just give them a few things because we didn't really have much. But we hope to do better this year. Apart from just giving, we hope to also be involved in their VBS activity this year by the grace of God. Also, we have been encouraging our leaders to give more, to cultivate the habits of giving, and so that we can do better in our mission endeavor this year. Also this year, we hope that our leaders will be able to carry out their awards. In the Leader Auxiliary, we have different awards that the guests are encouraged to do. And it's also part of grooming them spiritually as they will read the Bible, some parts of the Bible through, do some memory verses, and do a lot of assignments and all of that. There's also prayer triplets. They help to groom some of the children from the zombie and all of that. So we hope to achieve all of that this year. So I just crave our indulgence to join us in prayers to be able to do a better mission work this year. Thank you very much, everyone.
Good afternoon, Joe. Good morning, church. I'm Stella Oguntoye. I'm representing Age of Stream of Grace. That's age group 25 to 35. Some of the things that we did. I'm representing Stream of Grace, age group 25 to 35. Some of the things that we did last year was that we went to our mission church. That's Redeeming Light Baptist Church at Igbesa, Ogun State. We went there twice last year, so the first quarter and the last quarter. When we went the first quarter, like Reverend used to say, if you go, you would see. We went there in the first quarter and we realized that the church currently do not have a place of worship. They worship under a canopy, but just this, all these open canopies. And then the rain fell that day and we experienced firsthand what the church members would experience during rainy season in terms of the leaking canopies and the wind blowing during the church. So what we did was that when we came back, we arranged amongst ourselves and tried to raise funds to contribute towards buying a cover tent for the church members to worship. And not, since then, they've been worshiping using that cover tent. However, when we went there last quarter last year, that's in December, we realized that the cover tent currently does not contain, is too small now because the church has grown. So it doesn't contain all the members of the church. So one of the things that we plan to do this year is to contribute towards raising funds to help the church get a place of worship, maybe like rent a hall or something to help them towards doing that. And also, we have members of the church that are students, and some of them need financial assistance. So we are planning to work towards trying to raise funds also to assist the students towards that. Thank you very much.
Good morning, church. I'm Joy Egobudike. I'm presenting the age group 36 to 49. Please, if you are in that grade, I would likely want you to be upstanding so we know how many we are. Okay, praise the Lord. Let me continue. Our mission assignment is in Herring Baptist Church in Sokoto. In the past years, we have visited our mission church, and with the help of God, we are able to roof the top of the building. We also give financial support to the church quarterly. Our membership is for every woman that is age 36 to 49. And what do? We pray, we organize them, and we give. Thank you very much.
Good morning. I'm Iwoje Egwuavoin. I'm the vice president of the Glorious Women's Age Group. I'm representing Sister Joyce Smart Popola, who is the president. Our current project is in Rijal, community of Niger State, where we run a primary school with pupils coming from far distances in order to obtain Western education. A lot of these children are from Muslim homes, and we pray and work with the church towards instilling Christian virtues in their lives. In pursuit of this, and in collaboration with the church, we provide school uniforms, books, minimal hostel accommodation, feeding, and salaries for teachers. As the numbers of children has over the years increased, there is need for more accommodation. We cannot support the school forever, but we want to build on the gains already made to help us by the Holy Spirit finish strong and build a lasting legacy in the name of IBC. In this regard, there is a plan by our age group to build and donate to the school community a 6-classroom block. To the glory of God, a formal foundation laying activity, audiovisual. To the glory of God, a formal foundation laying activity of the school block was done on Thursday, the 22nd of February, 2024 in Rijal. The mission trip was led by Reverend Babalola in company of two representatives of the Glorious Women Age Group, that's Sister Kabir and Deaconess Dogo. We humbly seize this opportunity to appeal for your prayers, material, and financial support for this project. By so doing, we'll be fulfilling our Lord's instruction on the Great Commission, according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 to 20. God bless you as you join us in the Master's work there. Thank you very much.
Good morning, church. I am Modupe Olagbaju for the Gracious Women of Ikoyi Baptist Church. Please, I'll request that members, women, age 66 and above, should rise up. Whether you are already in the list or you have not joined us in meetings, age 66 and above. Psalm 92, verses 12 to 14, says that, but the godly will flourish like palm trees and grow strong like cedars of Lebanon. For they are planted to the Lord's house. They flourish in the courts of our God. Even in old age, they will still produce fruits. Our fruits will remain vital and green. This is what Gracious Women of Ikoyi Baptist Church, this is what we are. This is whom we are. We continue to produce fruits that are vital and green. Our vision, we are the face of Ikoyi Baptist Church and the light of God illuminating Ejigbo, Ikotun, Ikotun Egbe, Ijegun, Aso Rock, Bokno Estates, through our mission field, Jubilee Light Baptist Church, producing fruits for the Lord. When the church was planted in 2021, Gracious Women immediately adopted our church, and we embarked on various needs, meeting their needs, even as God used us, such as furnishing the pastor's quarters, buying chairs, doing social welfare outreach, medical outreach, sponsoring for convention, sponsoring for vacation Bible school, and other evangelism outreaches. In the past year, we were very deliberate in our strengthening and membership drive for the church. And the medical outreach, which was done in August, end of August last year, and the December welfare outreach produced more than 50 souls that surrendered their lives to Christ. What is our vision for this year, 2024? This year, 2024, we are believing God and we are pursuing a rigorous church strengthening, membership drive, and we know that God will reward us with bountiful harvest of souls. We have also planned, and the first of the outreaches, which is the medical outreach, will be on the 26th of April this year. The welfare outreach, which is slated for December, will also be to take care of not only members of our church, but also people in the environment to show them the love of Christ for the Christmas period. This produced a lot of fruits last year. And our pastor made us to realize that through our consistent encouragement, which also includes visitations, getting involved in their church worship service, because we sometimes organize to worship with them on some Sundays, that members have become more committed, not only to God's service, but they've become more committed to evangelism, prayer meetings, night vigil, and also to discipleship courses. This year, the church went on 40 days prayer and fasting to usher in the new year. What is God asking us to do for this year? God is calling the gracious women to a special assignment of delivering to the church a permanent building, either us building or us buying, for this Jubilee Light Baptist Church. We need your prayers. We also need your resources. My question to the church, to those of you seated, brothers and sisters, all of you, is that will you partner with us? Will you partner with us? I need an answer. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you, fellow missionaries. We have seen from all that you have shared with us that by the grace of God, IBC is actually on the cutting edge of global evangelization. You can see now that we are living the scripture and we are fulfilling the mandate of our God. Now, with all of this that has been done, what is going to be the end game, the end result? And that will be the last point of this message and will be done today. Some which mean in the book of Revelation, to the book of Revelation number 7, and I'm reading from verses 7 to 9, 13 to 17, that when we faithfully carry out our missionary mandate, when we faithfully come together to learn about missions, praying for missions, going for missions, and giving for missions, we will definitely return with fruits of souls from nations, from tribes, languages in the world, joining us to worship our God. Look at verse 9. After these things, after we have done all that we are doing, after we will do more, say, behold, a great multitude, which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Guess what? The Fulanis of this world, they are part of them. The Hausas will be part of them. The Igbos will be part of them. The Chinese, the Canadians, they will be part of the fruit that we are going to show before our God. Look at verse 13. Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, who are these arrayed in white robes? And where did they come from? And I said to him, sir, you know. So he said to me, these are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will dwell among them. They shall neither hunger anymore, nor thirst anymore. The sun shall not strike them, nor any heat. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of waters. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Do you love the Lord? Do you love his kingdom? Do you see the desire of God, the burning desire of God coming to fulfillment? Do you love this church? Do you love this church to return home with fruits in our hands, fruit of souls from all the nations, from all the tribes, from all the languages of the world? Then I encourage you, find where you belong among us. We are missionary church. We are a church on the cutting edge of global evangelization. And we are the tools by which God will achieve his burning desire. Join us. If you are a girl, you are a boy from 3 to 9. You are a girl, you are a boy from 10 to 16, 10 to 24. Or whatever age, you can see now that there's nobody who is irrelevant. There's nobody who is not useful in the kingdom of God. We are missionary organizations. Bow your heads and let us pray. What have you heard this morning? What has God shown you this morning? What has God revealed to you this morning? And what is your response? Are you still skeptical? Are you still without understanding? Are you still not clear about why we are doing what we are doing as a church? Do you still have any doubt? Or you still see all that we are doing as ambition? That these people, they are just too ambitious. No. All that you see us do is just a demonstration of the passion. The passion to accomplish the burning desire of our God. What do you want to tell God? Do you still want to remain on the fence, or you want to join the chariot that will turn this world to the kingdom of our Lord Jesus, that will make the earthly kingdoms to become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ? Ask the Lord to help you this year, so that when we all appear before the throne, we can jointly see the people from the nations that God has used us to bring to the kingdom of God. Pray that prayer for yourself and pray for this church that will not relent, no matter what, that God will keep us burning for the Lord, burning for with a zeal, burning with passion and compassion for souls. As I invite up the servant of God, we are able to come and please pray for us. If you know you have not been part of any of these groups, and you know you should belong from what you have heard today, I say, Pastor, please pray for me. Why should I be in this church and not join the group that I belong? Me, I don't know before. Now I know. You can rise on your feet as you are making that decision to be part of this missionary organization. You already know where you belong. You can stand on your feet, say, Pastor, please pray for me. God's servant will pray for you. And after the prayer, when we are landing off, we'll take retiring offering for this organization. Because we are still connected with the association, the conference, and the Baptist Convention. We network together, even to do work outside this local church. Let's pray together.
Eternal Father, we thank you for speaking to us again so passionately. We thank you because it is you that worketh in us both to will and to do of your good pleasure. Thank you for reminding us the position of the church as a cutting edge, even for global evangelization. And thank you because you have reminded us again that this is the Great Commission. Thank you for reminding us that it is the heartbeat of God. Lord, thank you for setting fire in our hearts. We ask, O God, as we run with this mandate, you will grant us the grace to deliver on it in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you for the call that has been made, as many who are yet struggling as to whether to come on board or not. I ask, O God, that you will grant them the grace to step out in faith, to join you at what you are doing in the name of Jesus. Lord, the work of the master will not suffer loss in our hands. It will not be in our time that the baton will fall. Lord, you will grant us grace to go even as you have sent us in the name of Jesus. Thank you for reminding us that this is the heartbeat of the master. And Lord, as we carry on with it, help us to do as you have placed in our hearts. May we be passionate about this call. May we run till we deliver on it to the glory and praise of your name. Could there be persons here that you are placing a burden in their hearts for them to get involved in this global evangelization? I pray that you will help them to see it through in the name of Jesus. I pray that as many that you be burdening their hearts to go, nothing will stop them in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will help us to groan in the place of the Spirit, in the place of prayer. And we will give till the work is done in the name of Jesus. Jesus talked about the mission and he said he's to finish it. Help us to finish this task in the name of Jesus. For your son that you have used to speak to us so powerfully, I ask, oh God, that you will renew your grace upon his life. You will continue to make him a voice to the nations. Lord, as he travels from city to city, town to town, nation to nation, you will grant him safety in the name of Jesus. Lord, open unto him the nations. And the Lord, as he enters into these territories, give him the hearts of these towns in the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, that you will be glorified. As Ikoyi Baptist Church, we shall indeed be a global impact church. Thank you for all the testimonies that we have had, all the mission efforts that we have had. Lord, we shall yet hear greater news in Jesus' name. Thank you for hearing us pray. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
We hope you were blessed. Ikoyi Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 5 to 7 Latif Jakande Road in Ikoyi of Lagos State, Nigeria. You can find us on Facebook as Ikoyi Baptist Church or reach the church directly via phone at 0163-20485 and 0163-20486. For more information, please visit the church website at www.ikoyibaptistchurch.org.